Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Throughout the Great Lakes region, there are many wonderful biking and hiking and kayaking trails. Imagine if all these pathways were connected into a giant international trekking system, into a Great Lakes coastal trail. Dave Lemberg hopes to make the multimodal trail a reality. Dave works in the geography department at Western Michigan University, and Dave's the organizer of the Great Lakes Coastal Trail Conference. Dave, welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
The aim is to create an international bike, hike, and paddle route. What does that look like?
I think it looks like really what's already here. I would add drive because Great Lakes Circle Tours, the road and highway system around the lakes are certainly a major part of this. What we're looking at are existing roadways around the lakes. The Circle Tours have been in existence since the 1980s. And if you link them all together and add the two sides of the St. Lawrence River down to the downstream ferry, that comes out to about 7,000 miles if you wanted to take a nice leisurely drive around the Great Lakes St. Lawrence system. In addition to that, we're looking at sea kayaking routes where essentially, again, the path is already there. People have been paddling around the lakes for thousands of years. And really what we're looking at is mapping the access points around the lakes, mapping the trails, adding shoreline infrastructure to make it easier for people to get on and off the lake. And we've already done this in Lake Michigan, and there are efforts on Lake Huron, Lake Superior, and the area in Ontario. And parallel to the effort on the sea kayaking routes, the U.S. bike route system has got bike routes either established or planned around the shore of Lake Michigan. For example, U.S. Bike Route 35 already exists from New Buffalo up the shore of Lake Michigan to the Straits of Mackinac. And
This is primarily, Dave, then, an exercise in connectivity. It's connecting a lot of what's already out there.
Connecting what's already out there and then adding in and creating what's not using pretty much existing infrastructure.
Hmm. You recently held a conference where the most stakeholders who could make the trail a reality had the chance to meet. What were some of the takeaways from the conference?
I think the major takeaways are that a lot of people are doing a lot of good work kind of in their own area, and this conference got people together to talk about how we can link up some of these efforts, and then also thinking about how we could potentially market them.
Was this the first time everybody was in the same room and on the same page?
Well, it was the first time that everybody was in the same room looking at this particular objective. We had a similar conference in November 2012 focused specifically on Lake Michigan. I've been working with people on a Lake Michigan sea kayak route, and we got a grant from the Department of Environmental Quality Coastal Zone Management Group here in Michigan to host a conference focused on trails around Lake Michigan, because the U.S. bike route system, we've been doing similar things on the bike routes. We already have the Lake Michigan Circle Tour. We got everybody together. Good things happened. There was a funding program at the Coastal Zone Management Group after the conference focused specifically on sea kayak route planning, which is just finishing up, and a lot of good groups have been putting the other projects on Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, St. Clair, Lake Erie. So much of Michigan has been, and I left out Superior as well. So that was a positive thing. I think there's been more people looking at potentials for keeping up with the circle tours, which have exists on the road and mm-hmm. on the website, but not so much in terms of preventive maintenance, replacing signs and so forth. This new conference, or most recent conference, was again funded by the Coastal Zone Management Group, and they wanted a larger scope. So we invited everybody, including the Canadians, who were quite enthusiastic about it. The Canadians have been doing a lot of good work on extending bicycle routes along the North Shore and extending kayak routes on Lake Superior and Lake Huron especially.
Dave Lemberg is our guest here on Current State. Dave is an organizer of the Great Lakes Coastal Trail Conference. He's trying to unite thousands of miles of biking, driving, hiking, and paddling routes into one massive network of trails across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Northeast as well, including Canada and the United States. Can you think of any other trails in the U.S. that resemble the trail that you're hoping to create?
Yeah, in the United States, I think the best example would be the Mississippi Valley Trail. So you have kayak routes along on the Mississippi River. You have heritage byways driving on both sides of the river, and you have bike routes along the river as
so
well.
So there is a template out there.
Yeah, I think really the best examples are outside the country in Europe. The Europeans have got an amazing bike route system.
You've experienced that firsthand, correct?
Yes. I originally looked at this. I did my first sabbatical. I had a one-month exchange at the University of Passau in, on the German-Austrian border. I was going there to look at kayak tourism on the Danube River, but what I found was some amazing bicycle tourism, where people start out in Passau and they bike along towpaths on the Danube River. It's all downhill. The average age of the bike tourists is probably about 60. Though certainly younger people participate as well.
Downhill. I kind of like the sounds of that.
It makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
So people have services that transport their luggage from guest house to guest house. You're pedaling through wine regions, visiting castles, and then you end up in Vienna, or now you can go beyond to Budapest, and then you put your bike on the train and go back.
What's next, Dave?
I think what's next is that we have to digest all of the experiences, conversations, presentations, and so forth that we had at the conference, and then kind of talk among ourselves on the networks that they're developing to start linking some of these efforts together.
Dave Lemberg is a geography professor at Western Michigan University, and it's an exciting idea and organizer of the Great Lakes Coastal Trail Conference. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.